the Bible is not a book of rules. It isn't a book of what you're supposed to do. It is a story. It is the story of a prince who goes out in search of his lost treasure, a prince who will do anything, pay any price to reclaim it. We've seen in the earlier chapters that we are that treasure, and we are the reason we are lost, that we flee from our God because of our sin. And yet, throughout the thousands of years of the Old Testament, God sought after us. And now, the prince has arrived. Chapter 4, The Prince. Before he was born, the angel said, "Give him the name Jesus, for he shall save his people." And when he was born on that cold night in Bethlehem, the angels sang out, "Tonight a Savior has been born to you." And when he turned 12, Jesus went to Jerusalem for the first time that he remembered. And as he entered Jerusalem, he looked up and he saw the crosses. You see, the Romans, they would put their crosses at crossroads so that anyone walking by would see that punishment and would know, "I never want to go against Rome." And little boy Jesus looked up and he saw those crosses and he knew that's what was going to happen to him. And he went into the temple with his parents, and he saw his father put his hands on that year-old lamb, and saw his father sacrifice the lamb. And Jesus knew that he was the Lamb of God, come to take away the sins of the world. And Jesus grew in Nazareth with his parents. He was known as the carpenter's son. And then he began his ministry. And as he walked past John the Baptist, John called out, "Look, the Lamb of God!" And the people knew. And Jesus began preaching the people, and this was his message: "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." And Jesus performed miracles. But they always served to point to him as someone special, someone that was not just another human, but was also God himself. The religious leaders hated him because Jesus told them that it wasn't about obedience, that God desires mercy. Jesus pronounced forgiveness, which only God can give. And that he proved he had that power by healing. About 2.5 years into his ministry, Jesus took his disciples up north to a mountain. And there, with his three closest disciples, Peter, James, and John, Jesus was transformed. And they saw him in his glory. They saw him shining so bright. And then a voice came from the cloud, "This is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." And from that moment on, Jesus set out resolutely for Jerusalem. The disciples were scared and astonished. Because it was no secret, Jesus had upset the religious leaders so much, that they planned to kill him. And they knew this, and Jesus was still going to Jerusalem. And Jesus told his disciples plainly, "We are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles, who will mock him and and spit on him, and flog him and kill him. 3 days later, he will rise. And when he arrived at Jerusalem, there was a parade. Jesus rode a donkey, and people waved palm leaves in the air. And Jesus walked into Jerusalem underneath the shadow of a cross. This is the story of our Savior. And this story is true.